Stan Lewis and Wendy Smith have seen it all in their combined six-plus decades of managing high school sports programs. Lewis has been athletic director at Normal West for 18 years. Smith has been AD at U-High for 25 years. They're both calling it a career after this school year. Lewis tells Eric Stock the biggest change he's seen over the years is the rise of travel teams and club sports that in some cases pull kids away from high school athletics.
I think when you start looking at the high school level, we battle a little bit with some of the club sports, just with trying to get kids to do multiple sports at the high school level when they have opportunities to do other things at the club level. And that's bad for us sometimes, but it can be a really great opportunity for kids too. If they're really good at something and they get a chance to specialize a little more and get a little better at something.
And I would agree with Stan that one of the biggest things I've seen is just the specialization that kids are doing now and how early they're committing to one sport. You know, when I went through high school, when I first started coaching, you know, kids were anxious to play as many different sports and have as many opportunities as they could. And you see kids now in junior high that have already decided they're going to specialize in a sport to chase that, you know, almighty Division I scholarship. And I think a lot of times people lose sight that if a student is a good athlete, they're going to find them wherever they are. And you see a lot of college coaches that like to get the multiple sport athlete because they have such a wide background of experience and, you know, they just haven't worn out their body doing one thing for all those years.
So to follow up on that, the Illinois High School Association recently addressed this a couple of months ago in concern about the increase in travel sports and how it is leading to more and more specialization at a younger age. Has that made it harder for your coaches to attract more players because a lot of them are only playing one or two sports as opposed to three or four a generation ago?
Oh, definitely. We have lots of kids that come in that could play multiple sports for us, but they don't because they've decided, again, like Wendy said, they've decided early on that this is going to be their bread and butter. This is what they're going to focus on, and they feel that that's what's going to get them a college scholarship or that's what they want to do at the college level.
Do the coaches or do yourselves, do you try to steer them away from that? Because as Wendy said, there are many coaches at the college level that are looking for multi-sport athletes.
Mm-hmm. Well, our school, we're a little bit different situation than at Normal West because we only have 610 kids. And, you know, we're running 23 different sports with 610 kids. So for us to be able to continue to offer the things we offer and be relatively successful in everything, we have to have kids that are going to do more than one thing. If we have a lot of kids that come in and you know they're only going to do one thing, then we run into what I know I'm seeing across the board with lots of schools now in Illinois. You can't do three levels of football. You can't do three levels of softball because you're just not getting the number of kids out that you did a few years ago. So we're seeing probably the same number of sports, but a lot of schools are dropping lower levels just because of the numbers issue.
So by three levels, you mean freshman, JV, varsity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how many sports are fewer than three at U-High?
Football, we haven't been able to do three. Softball has been two. Girls basketball, we only have two right now. So, you know, you get to a situation where those have always been, well, football not really, but the other sports, a lot of times those are cut sports for us where kids, you know, do make it. And now I'm starting to see a lot of our sports where if you go out for the team, you make it because there just isn't the number going out anymore.
How has that impacted participation in Normal West?
We are still in decent shape with numbers. We don't offer three levels at every sport, but the ones that we traditionally have had three levels offerings, we've been able to do that. I know I talk a lot with our coaches about the fact that we like to have multiple sport athletes, but every coach also knows that they need a handful of kids that their sport is the main sport that this handful of kids do. And then if they do other things, that's great. I think we do a pretty good job of sharing athletes and encouraging that. But again, you get into the deal where you're not really going to be in a position to tell kids or tell parents that this is what you're going to do. You can suggest that you think it's a great idea.
And where participation seems to have had the biggest drop-off in recent years across the board in Illinois is in football, mm-hmm. because of concerns about safety, head injuries. While your football programs have been very good over the years, are you concerned that the sport's future is in jeopardy at the high school level?
I do. I mean, Stan sits at he's at his computer just like I am, and every week we see emails coming across, this school's looking for a freshman game, this school's looking for a JV game because, you know, their opponents have had injuries or they don't have enough to field a team. So I would say probably maybe the last 5 years, that's really started to become a problem. And obviously the concussion issue is on the forefront. You hear about it all the time. You see it in magazines. But I think if we stop and look, we probably have as many concussions in other sports as we do in football. That gets the attention. But when you go through and you look at your numbers year after year, there are a lot of other sports where kids get concussions too.
From a football numbers standpoint, for us, at least since I've been there, and when I got there to Normal West, we had really good numbers, and we continue to have good numbers. Normal Community and Normal West, our Normal Community, I know, has more kids than we do traditionally, but our numbers have probably been between 115 and 130 or 40 every year for football. So we're not really feeling the pinch of it yet, but that doesn't mean that we couldn't somewhere down the road.
That was U High Athletic Director Wendy Smith and Normal West AD Stan Lewis with WGLT's Eric Stock. U High won 26 state titles during Smith's 25 years there. Half of those were for boys and girls golf, but others came in non-athletic events, including chess, speech, and the Scholastic Bowl. This is Sound Ideas.